When we know the Lord is our Savior,
ጌታን አዳኛችን መሆኑን በምናውቅበት ጊዜ,
we're in the family of God.
የእግዚአብሔር ቤተሰቦች እንሆናለን.
We're brothers and sisters.
እና ወንድሞች እና እህቶች እንሆናለን.
So I'm blessed to be here. እናንተ
በመሆኔ ተባርከያለሁ. አሜን.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are very happy that we are able to come and share the Word of God with you. I don't know, you might want to turn that down a little bit. I have a very strong voice. I have been into many places in Africa. They don't have this stuff. So you have to speak very loud. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to blow all of you in the front row out the door. Praise the Lord. I am one that likes to walk around, but I don't think I have too much cord. Neither am I accustomed to being up so high above you all. Hallelujah. We have been coming to Africa for almost 30 some years. Most of our time has been spent in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. We have had the privilege of coming to Ethiopia 4, maybe 5 years ago. And the more that I am here, the more I am encouraged that God has a blessing for you as a people. Not that you are anything special in God's eyes, but I sense a hunger and a thirsting after God. The Bible says that if you hunger and you thirst after God, you shall be filled. Hallelujah. Most of us have come up in a church environment. And I don't know about your church environment, but I can share with you my church environment. We came to church. We sat down. We went through the mechanics of service. Someone got up and shared a word. And then we would go home. Hallelujah. At the Sunday dinner table, the discussion would probably be on baseball or football. Or some of the things that were bothering us as a family. Or maybe some political issues or economical issues that were involved as far as the country was concerned. There was not much discussion of God, nor was there much discussion on the Word of God that was shared that Sunday morning. 9 times out of 10, if you were to ask one of the other members of the family what was shared, they might say something like, well, it was a good word. But when you would ask them what the word was, they would have a hard time remembering or recalling exactly what the topic of the subject was, other than to say, well, they talked about Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad they did at least that. Hallelujah. You know, there is a desire in God's heart. If you were to go back into the first chapter of Genesis and begin to examine the thing that God did there when He was creating the world and all of the things that were in the world, He was creating it for one reason and one purpose. All of the thing that God was creating, God created for one reason and one purpose. Hallelujah. And the purpose of that creation was for the creation that He waited till the sixth day to create. And that creation was man. But man, in the way that He created him then, is not the way that we see man as he is created now. And that is not the fact because of a single word, and that word is called sin. That word, and sin changed everything. But it wasn't as though sin snuck up and did something that surprised God. Hallelujah. Because in the very beginning, God wanted to create an individual that would be like Him. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "And God said," God was revealing His heart of man. And not only was God revealing His heart of man, the heart of God, but He was revealing to us in that He preserved it so that it might be written. Not only that it might be written, but it might be preserved, being handed down from one generation to another, till in the fullness of time, when the fullness of time comes, the fullness of what God expected and wanted would be developed. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God doesn't change? I want to see your hands.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I like group participation. So, God is the same today as He was yesterday. Can I have an amen? Some of you don't sound really sure about that. Do you believe that God is the same today as He was yesterday? Amen.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to scold you for shouting. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God will be the same tomorrow as He is today? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, what it was that God intended in the fruit in the past is what God wants today. And what God wants today, He even wants more of it tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Is that right? Do you believe that? Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, when God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that He wanted to create man, and He wanted to create him in a particular way. Hallelujah. He didn't want to just make man like, I don't know, John, Harry, You can say names, you know. He didn't want to make a man called Adam with a personality that of Adam. He had a particular reason, he had a particular thought, and he had a particular desire. And the counsel of God, God said, let us. Now he's talking about himself in the plural form. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're talking about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have that, right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know much about your history,
but
what I do know is that you believe in the Trinity. Hallelujah. And God wanted to create a man in His own image. Praise the Lord. In your Bible, when you read that verse, what does it say about that? Does it say the same thing as it says in English? Huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, do we look like God? Well, God has many different faces if we look like God. So it must have been something else that God was referring to when He said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, there's a word that the Lord has for you. There's a calling, there's an election upon your life. There's a hunger that's in your soul. Hallelujah. There is something that you are wanting from God. And it's not something that is physical, it's not something that is natural. But what it is something of a reality that brings God down and makes Him as real to you as though young ladies sitting on either side of you. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is that if you seek God, you will find Him. If you draw nigh unto God, God will draw nigh unto you. And in the drawing of God nigh unto you, there is a touch that God will give you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will give you a hunger and a thirst for Him greater than that which you now have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there was something of an image that God had to make within us that makes us compatible with Him. Hallelujah. If you are reading from in the previous verse, and you read in the creation of animals and all of the things that live, hallelujah, it says that everything must produce after its own kind. Isn't that right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sheep must produce sheep. Peaches on the tree must produce peaches. Apples must produce apples. Hallelujah. So God has to, if He wants to replicate Himself, if He wants to reproduce Himself, then there must be something in the thing, or the something in the thing that He is creating, that gives Him the ability to reproduce Himself in it. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, quite frankly, the position or the place that God wants man has somewhat been hidden or obscured from us.
ከኛ ግልጽ ያልሆነ ከኛ ሰውር በሆነ ሁኔታ ራሳችን እንድናስቀምጥ እንድናይ አይደለም።
Because the devil knows,
ምክንያቱም ሰይጣን ያውቃል,
if you or I ever get a hold of the understanding,
እኔ ወይም እናንተ መረዳትን በደንብ ስንጠቀም,
that God has an intention of bringing forth within us his God likeness,
በእኛ ያለውን ሐሳብና ፈቃድ አውቀን አንቻልነታችንን ተረድተን ስንኖር,
he the devil
it's
finished.
He's
finished.
አለቀለት ማለት.
He's true.
በቃ ከኛ ይወጣል.
Because your force and the authority that you would have in that position of relationship with God,
ምክንያቱም በዛ መረዳት ከኖራችሁ እናንተ ግንኙነታችሁ ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ስለሚጨምር,
it's greater than anything that the devil can manufacture.
እና
hello,
የሚያደርጋቸው ነገሮች ሁሉ በላይ እግዚአብሔር,
hallelujah, we may, maybe you know the scripture, greater is he
ታላቅ መሆኑን,
that is in you,
በእኛ ውስጥ ያለው ታላቅ,
then what? He that is in the world.
ዓለም ካለው በእኛ ያለው ይበልጣል.
Do you know that scripture?
እንታውቃላችሁ እጥቅስ.
Hallelujah.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
Why is it that we do not see the result of it?
ለምንድን ነው እንደ አይነት ውጤቶችን ልናየ ማንችለው?
It is because we're living below.
ምክንያቱም ምንኖረው ኑሮ የበታች ስለሆነ ነው.
The position or the place that God has created us to be. Hallelujah.
እግዚአብሔር የሰጠን ነገር ላይ ስለሆነ.
So when God said let us create man in our own image, what was he talking about? Hallelujah. He was talking about your spirit.
It says that the word of God will go forth and with a peace in the midst, and it will not return to him
God
rips the heavens
and
takes
Born again.
That's the
winner.
Hallelujah. Amen. That means you're born out of something.
And into something else. That is not a part or a
piece of a something that you were born out of.
Hallelujah.
If you don't believe that,
then read
Romans. As a new Christian, the Lord took me into Romans. So that we can show God ratifying the agreement or the desire or the thing that he said to Adam in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. This is Hebrews, the 6th chapter. I am beginning at the verse number 1.
It
says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to perfection.
What does your Bible say? The word perfection. What does it mean? When you say perfection to one another, what does it mean?
Absolute fullness. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Unto his fullness. Is anybody here in that fullness yet?
No.
Why not? You've been equipped. You've been given the essentials. You've been given the tools. So there is something, what is the thing that is hindering you from moving into that place? I know, you're going to tell me that perfection is not for now. When Jesus comes. If that is true, why would the apostle 2,000 years ago tell the church that
he
needed to go on to perfection? Hallelujah. God does not treat us like we would treat a donkey that is stubborn and won't move. That the promises of God are yea and amen. God is not like us with a stubborn donkey. You tie a carrot to the end of the stick, and you stick it out in front of the donkey, and the donkey is always reaching for it, and always moving ahead. That is not how God treats us. What he does give us is a choice. Did you hear me? He gives you a choice. To do or not to do. It's up to you. What it is that you really want in God. And it's really up to you what it is that you want God to do for you. If you are sick, God can heal you. But if in your sickness, you can find God. Which is better? Being healed and missing the opportunity to find God. Are abiding in the sickness until the touch of God touches you. And you are not only healed, but you are changed inwardly.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.